May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Today we arrive at the last Sunday of Epiphany, that season where we hear the teachings of Jesus and experience the light that shines out of the darkness that we begin to celebrate on that feast of the Epiphany. And today, by tradition, we hear the lesson, the gospel of Jesus on the mountaintop with Peter and James and John as he was transfigured before them. You got to imagine that it must have been an unbelievable experience to have spent this time with Jesus, but then all of a sudden, at this one point, everything seems to come together. There's Jesus with Moses, with Elijah, the law and the prophets. The history of the whole Jewish tradition is there on that mountain, proclaiming that all had come to pass in the person of Jesus. But even after that wonderful experience, the only thing that Peter wanted to do was to stay on the mountain. How easy it is to stay on the mountain. To stay on the mountain where everything is crystal clear, where everything makes sense, where if there is ever a question, there is Jesus, there is Moses, and there is Elijah to answer your question. You don't have to do much hard work when you stay on the mountaintop. They enter the cloud. Moses and Elijah disappear, and finally, after being rebuked, Peter realizes that he's got to go down from the mountain. In 1968, Martin Luther King began his final address by saying the words, "I have been to the mountaintop." But the interesting thing is, he never expected to stay there. Martin Luther King knew, Jesus knew, the disciples finally figured out that being in the presence of God draws us into the valley, not keep us on the mountain. Jesus calls us to live in his presence, to always be mindful of his word for us, to live in God's glory, but to always, always know that the real calling isn't up there, but it's down here. Week after week, we come together, we support one another, we sing glorious hymns, we hear wonderful music, we are fed by the body and blood of Christ, we are strengthened on the mountaintop to leave, to go forth into the world proclaiming God's message in real and powerful ways. There are times, and I have to say, there are times that I feel like I stand up here week after week totally wasting my time, because the message never changes. The message, no matter what words are used or how it is preached, is the same. That God loves us beyond measure, and he shows us that in the person of Jesus. And filled with that, knowing that, we are compelled and driven into the world to make a difference. Just imagine how different this community would be if every single one of us today left this building and changed someone else's life. It wouldn't take long. It wouldn't take very long for hope to be alive, for people to see and know that the reality of what we hear preached week after week is real. That God's love and God's care lives through us, and it is there for everyone. Peter, James, and John, and eventually the rest, realized that the mountaintop was just a moment in time. But the reality of their lives as they lived them out day after day is what God called them to. Let us be filled. Let us be inspired. Let the power of God be in us mightily. And then go forth into the world filled with the Spirit and making God's creation new. Amen.